Thank you for listening to the Fail-Safe Moment. Grab a cup of coffee and let's join Rob Statham for another informative discussion helping people learn from things that go wrong.
Greetings. I'm glad you could join me today. It's been a while since we've had a podcast out. It's been a very busy spring into summer for Failsafe, which has been very good. The latest event was the Co-Learnings, the Community of Human and Organizational Learning conference, their Impact 2025 in Columbus, Ohio. And boy, that was a great, great conference. All the big names with human performance were there. I was able to sit in. Bob Edwards had an 8-hour presentation on the first day in a breakout group. Gosh, it was just fantastic. Todd Conklin was there. So many names. If I even try, I'll forget somebody. But it was a great experience. Our founder, Bob Nelms, the founder of Failsafe, this is our 40th anniversary. He was inducted into the Co-Learning Hall of Fame, and he spoke on profound learning. Oh my gosh, it was fantastic. Dick Swanson was there, longtime nuclear background, worked with Dr. Bill Corcoran, and just it was just a great conference. But I'll probably spend the next month or so taking the experiences from that conference in the next few podcasts. As I mentioned, Dick Swanson, I'd love to have him on the podcast. I also met Lauren Mooney, who wrote High Reliability in Action, and sat through their presentation. And boy, it was good. And I have her book, and I'll do my best for schedules to work out that we can get her on and talk about that. It's very useful for the person in the field trying to apply and go, what's it mean to be a highly reliable organization? We'll talk more about that upcoming. Today, I'd like to talk to you about three barriers to organizational learning. This is what I shared at Co-Learning at their conference. And it went well. I think you'll enjoy. I'll just briefly kind of bounce off the top of what I shared. But the title of what I shared was The Three Barriers to Organizational Learning: People, and People. And oftentimes we get mixed up because we know the principles of HOP, right? Or people are going to make errors. It's inevitable, in that blame fixes nothing. Context drives behavior. We have to understand context. Learning is absolutely vital, but the way we react to events is also critical. And all of those principles play in to what I'm going to share when I say that there's barriers to organizational learning, and it's people. Because the bottom line is, we certainly don't want to blame people, but we do want to improve. And by definition, if we learn, we'll change, right? If we're going to improve, we're going to do something a little bit different tomorrow than we did today that brings about that improvement. So that's the basis for what I talked about. And there was a, I shared a short video about blame. A lady pulls into a driveway, and the entire handle of the gas pump and the hose is dragging behind her car. And her and her husband, he starts laughing and they get into a fight. And he's like, "You're blaming me." And she goes, "Yeah, I blame you. You should have filled up the car." And that's, I use that to kick off that failure attracts blame. And we have to keep that always in the forefront of our mind when we have an incident or an event happen. The higher the consequence, the more likely people are to blame. And there's some serious problems with blame. Blame doesn't just show up as blame, it brings some ugly cousins with it, regret and fear and guilt and even hate. The first thing that shows up with blame when someone's being blamed is shame. And what that does is it keeps people from wanting to embrace failure or an event and learn from it, because I'd rather have you learn from something that goes wrong than me. That's because blame is alive and well. The second thing that happens with blame is you cannot blame and understand. And if you want to truly understand an event, we want to learn from an event. I mean, it's easy to talk about a principle that context drives behavior. That's absolutely true. But to understand that context, to understand the behavior, we absolutely have to let go of blame. They're inversely proportional. As long as people hold on to blame, they'll never understand. In the moment you understand, you'll let go of blame because you'll understand the situation the person faced. You'll understand the context of their environment. You'll see where they were and why they did what they did. You're not in a place where that means that you go, "Wow, that was the right thing to do," or absolutely not. People make errors. We know that. Those things will happen, but we need to understand why they did, and we need to learn from them. We need to learn from them. And in order to do that, we have to let go of blame. And to me, the most devastating thing blame brings to the table is it literally undermines trust. The moment if you're within an organization and you have an event happen and fingers start pointing and people realize that they can't trust the people they work with, "I thought you had my back." Or worse yet, they don't trust the people they're working for, or they don't trust the people that are working for them. Any direction you want to go, you've got a serious issue now. If you want to talk about operational excellence, being a highly reliable organization, continuous improvement, those are all buzzwords. But none of that will take place in an environment where trust is undermined. That's why blame is like a cancer. You absolutely have to have a way to ban blame. And that's what we suggest. Latent cause analysis is a process that actually helps organizations ban blame. You can't just ask people not to blame, you have to give them a way to do it. The how, if you will. That was the first barrier to organizational learning. The second is literally human beings are fantastic problem solvers. I tell people all the time that's why you have a job, because you're a great problem solver and you should be. Problem solving is something we need and we use every day. The issue with it is, we're trying to fix things, address the physics of an issue as fast as possible. And there's a difference between fixing things and understanding and learning from things. And problem solving does not lend itself to actually understand an event and learn from it. Problem solving wants to do things fast. And because of our nature as good problem solvers, we see blame like a hammer. It's like a tool that we can pick up and fix this problem, because the moment I can point my finger across the way and say, "Well, that was Joe's fault. Joe did that," my mind shuts off and I quit trying to understand anything. I'm ready for the next problem to solve. And that's certainly a barrier that has to be overcome if we want to be a learning organization, if we want to improve human performance. We absolutely have to find a way to deal with that. And this is not easy. I'm talking about the way people are, right? They have to have a process in place that helps them take their problem-solving hat off and go, "Wait a minute, now it's time to learn." You have to give people a process to do that. The third thing is a little more complicated. The third barrier that prevents organizations from learning, and honestly, where it derives from, is within the way we are. It's literally our culture. Culture is a incredible influence, and it's usually for good. It's a very strong influence, and it's true for regions of the country or even of the world, but it's also true for organizations and even different sites within the same organization. Work sites can have a unique culture, and that culture is what melds our behavior together and determines, it influences the things we do and the way we are. And it's almost always very good. I always use the example, it's why everyone shows up to training. For instance, at co-learning, I shared this. It's why you came to co-learning and you're all wearing clothes. You all have pants on. Right? Your supervisor, your director, your manager didn't have to send you a text or an email and go, "Don't forget to put clothes on. You're going to co-learning." It's ridiculous because our culture does not allow it. And that's usually the way culture is. Culture really sets the bar and helps us do the right thing at the right time. But there's an element of culture. This is the problem. When something goes wrong, there's an element of culture that actually is contributing to those problems. And that small portion of culture contributing to our problems is called latency. Those are latent causes. And again, this is a huge barrier to organizational learning. And if you don't have a process in place, this is something soft. When you start talking about cultural issues, you start talking about the way people are as problem solvers, or that we have a tendency to blame. You have to give people a process, the how. How in the world do I deal with this? How am I going to identify that small part of our culture that's contributing to our problems? You need a process in place. That is consistent and repeatable to help you understand what's causing problems. Because once you understand and learn, change comes almost immediately. In fact, I think it's not almost, it is, it's immediate. When the moment you realize that something's wrong, you just fix it. You can think of it as a small problem or a big problem. I have teenage daughters and they enjoy putting mascara on. And they'll take time and they'll put mascara on. And if I happen to notice that one has her mascara smeared, she just goes about her business just as happy as can be until I go, "Oh, you should go look in the mirror." And the moment she sees that mascara is not how she intended, she'll fix it. She'll change immediately. And the same principle applies for human beings at work or at home. The moment we see we're part of the problem, or It's an issue that's dependent upon us. We'll fix it. But as long as we have a mentality to blame and that our problems are outside of us, we don't think we have anything to fix or change. That's why latency is such an important subject that you have to understand. I love asking people to think about how your organization addresses cultural issues that are contributing to problems. I can think of blame, apathy. There's times where people, they do things so fast, they're such great problem solvers that they absolutely will not let anything, they may not understand something, but it's not, work's not going to hold up because of them. They're going to get it done, so it goes on, the process continues to roll. That can actually cause problems. But if you don't recognize when it's causing problems, you won't address it. You won't change. That's what I talked about at Co-Learning, were those three barriers to organizational learning. And it's the way we are, right? When I tongue in cheek, people, people, and people. Because we need to get past just blaming someone. That absolutely does not help anything. And we need to also understand that it's our nature to be problem solvers. There's no doubt about that. But we need to see that the part of culture that's contributing to our problems. Todd Conklin wrote The 5 Principles of HOP. He's a master speaker. Brilliant man. And he used a word picture that I heard years ago, and it's perfect for this situation. He said, an organization, think of it as like a really long stick. And when something goes wrong, it usually happens at the pointy end of the stick. But what you have to remember is everyone within the organization has their hand on the stick. There's interdependencies and complexities playing off of each other where we all have a hold of the stick. And if you don't see the part you play when something goes wrong, nothing will change. As long as we're holding the stick and we look down at the pointy end and go, oh, I wonder what they did wrong. We're not on a path to continuous improvement. And I believe what we offer with latent cause analysis is a process that helps people see their part in a problem. See how they hold their part where they have a hold of the stick. And when you see that, you will change and improvement will come naturally. So that's what I shared at Co-Learning. It was a fantastic time. I can't wait for next year. Next year's conference is actually in the Mile High City, Denver, Colorado, not far from us. We're looking forward to it. I just believe if we want to truly be a learning organization, somehow we have to figure out how to learn continually, right? And I suggest that we inculcate a learning mentality where people reject blame and they seek to understand and acknowledge their part in events that are happening around them. That to me is critical for us to become a learning organization. We have to have a process in place that helps us.
Thank you for listening to the Failsafe Moment. We'd love to hear from you. Share your comments and questions below or contact us through our website, www.failsafe-network.com. Once again, that's www.failsafe-network.com. Until next time, have a great day.